And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Okay, the thing is, Dr. Arthur Perry's out this week. He'll be back soon. So don't be discouraged. We'll continue on with the show with some of the top medical stories of the week with Dr. Mike Roizen. udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs @gmail.com. President Obama was in Syracuse this week. Exciting news for us here in Central New York, Dr. Mike.
And what was he doing? Was he looking at your schools, SUNY Upstate, SUNY Binghamton, as inexpensive schools, the Environmental College?
Well, he's talking about college and making college more affordable for the middle class because it's pretty expensive. You go to a private college, it gets pretty expensive, and student loans, defaulting on student loans. So his essential message was about making college affordable. So he was here for a few hours speaking at a local high school. It's pretty exciting for us here in the area.
And was there a how bad was the traffic?
In New York State we have the New York State Thruway, which is the main arterial, you know, in the state, east west. There's Route 81 north south. It was pretty bad. I mean, they shut the They shut the thruway down for a certain amount of miles in front of him and behind him, and you know, and even on the other side, depending on which way he was going, you were shut down. So it did cause standstill traffic for quite a long time, especially around the interstates. But you know, it's the president. What are you going to do? You know, it's the highest ranking official in the world, one of the most highest ranking officials in the world. You got to do it. How often does he come, right? So it was an exciting day.
You know, if you were in Cleveland and it was an election, he'd be here every Tuesday.
yeah, but he's never been here before, and it was a good thing.
It is one of the strong benefits of being in a swing state, and especially Ohio, which is the swing state, apparently. Is he comes here often. One of the hazards is he comes here often. And as you know, when he was campaigning the first time, he worked out in our weight room. And I told you, you know, he curled 75 pounds in each arm and bench pressed 375. And I was really impressed. And he did it calmly. And he looked like a scrawny little guy. And there he was lifting all this weight. So I got news, and he did that right before a debate. So he was a pretty calm cucumber.
Yeah, Wednesday, he was here Thursday, or was he here Friday? No, he was here Thursday, and he stayed overnight in a small little town just west of Syracuse called Auburn, New York. And he stayed in a Holiday Inn. He stayed in a Holiday Inn of all places, but they had the, I don't know what floor he stayed on, but they blocked off the top floor. And the floor above him and the floor below him, the entire floor wouldn't let anybody on. And they gave him new curtains and new rugs in his humble suite. And he was there. And he went down to the local Y, and he worked out in the morning. He went down to the local Y, worked out, did some weight work, did some treadmill work, and then on the way to his next appointment, he just stopped on a lark and stopped at a high school. And stopped and went onto the soccer field.
Did they allow him in the? Did they buzz him in?
Did they buzz him in the? I think he had room service too. He didn't have to go down to the lobby for continental breakfast. I thought they brought room service up, but he stopped by a local high school just on a lark and walked onto the soccer field and met the both the high school boys and girls soccer team. That had to be just a thrill to do that. But it was an exciting time for Central New York. You wanted to talk about the Obamacare, which I think is about a year away from being, from what
well,
will be implemented, fully implemented.
Let's do a whole session on that because that's such an important topic. What we're seeing now is the fiscal effects of this, and I think it's important for people to understand the uncertainty of it and the fiscal effects will affect the economy. And over the next 4 years, there will probably be and this is interesting. There'll probably be, if the thing goes on the way we expect it to, 2 million jobs lost in healthcare, which, if you think of that, that's 50,000 jobs a month if this really occurs in the way that is predicted now by many in medical economics. Now, it's too easy to say that without trying to defend it. So I think the next show, we will do the whole last half hour on this. So the what we call the 6:30 to 7 hour when we do it live, but it's the second hour we will do, maybe all but Gary Ginsberg's part will do on this and why we see this coming. And it's coming with or without Obamacare. It isn't Obamacare. Obamacare is creating more uncertainty in it, but this will come with or without as healthcare reform is now taking shape. This is what's going to have to happen. We're either going to have a 15 to 30% reduction in salaries in healthcare or a 10% reduction in total workforce. My guess is we're going to have that reduction workforce and reformatting, but it'll really affect the economy over the next 4 years, we expect.
Did you see the story this week where, and this might be the first company, maybe not the first company, but UPS will not be insuring spouses, certain employees?
Because right, if the spouse can get insurance from another source, they won't be insuring them. So that's a very important distinction. In other words, UPS is saying our insurance costs so much that many spouses who could get it, for example, at another employer are, in fact, foregoing that other employer and getting us here. We shouldn't take that extra burden. If they're employed someplace else, let them get their insurance someplace else and let the husband who or the spouse who can afford insurance here get it here.
I guess the law says, Mike, and you could clear me up on this, the law says you have to insure kids, but you don't have to insure spouses, generally speaking. That's the law, to my understanding. And, you know, honestly, to be honest, it really is expensive for companies to insure dependents, right? It is. It's
well,
very expensive.
Well, that's what we're really learning. And what you're going to find out of this is that people staying well is the cheapest way when you count all costs. We've never, you know, people are insured by someone else and someone else is paying the bill. They don't feel the bite of it. But if you all of a sudden have to pay for it or have to pay for your spouse, you suddenly say, hey, I can get well and pay less. And that's what the new law allows. And that's the side effect we're looking for. Do we get people healthier so our total health care costs are less because people are healthier? That's the side effect you want.
Do you know what the most popular state fair foods are here this week? People waiting in line
you're
for
in
these
the
foods?
State fair. Is it,
Bridget,
is it
ready
fried
for this?
Butter?
Bridget, you ready for this? These are the foods people are waiting in line for at the state fair. The donut dog, the donut burger. The donut dog is a maple glazed Long John donut around a bacon wrapped hot dog. Fresh ground hamburger topped with fried mac and cheese. Deep fried specialties like deep fried lasagna, deep fried fluff and banana sandwiches, deep fried brownies, deep fried peanut butter, and deep fried jelly beans. Blooming onion, pizza frites, funnel cakes.
Oh, jeez. You need to bring those here. We could do that. We could increase the business at the Cleveland Clinic. The heart attacks and strokes and impotence go up logarithms with those foods.
It's only
bring
for 12.
Bring those here. We need the patient volume.
It's only for 12 days, Mike. It's only for 12 days.
Well, in 12 days, probably St. Joe's and Upstate and Krause all do booming business in heart attack care.
You lived here for a while. The overwhelming favorite of people who go to the state fair here in New York is the Italian sausage sandwich. That's what everybody is.
Is that the one that Bill Clinton liked?
Every politician, I got to tell you something. Rick Lazio came here once. He ran against Hillary Clinton for the Senate seat. He didn't eat a sausage sandwich. And they said that was one of the reasons why people didn't vote for Rick Lazio. He wasn't a very good politician, and frankly, nobody was going to beat Hillary anyway. But any politician that comes to the state fair here in New York every year eats a sausage sandwich. Mario Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, was here yesterday. And Clinton, everybody who comes eats one. For some reason, politician.
Clinton ate it because the babes serving them were so delicious, right?
Okay. That's probably the case, too. But every politician has one when they come to the state fair. Coming up, more of the top medical stories of the week and Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.